And we love Pepsi, don't we, Taro?
I am a Pepsi addict, you have no idea.
Good thing you didn't say Coke addict. Ooh. That could go over really wrong, hey?
First of all, it's Coca-Cola, and second of all, it's, well, you said it. He said it. I didn't say it.
I'm from Winnipeg. You can't blame me for anything like that.
Here.
Tara Orm from Canadian Idol.
Yes.
Did very well on there, apparently, hey?
You know what? Canadian Idol, it was such a great way to launch artists and new artists and up-and-coming people that want to get heard in. I think for me it opened a lot of doors. I mean, there were a lot of people I knew before Idol, but obviously it gave me a great launching pad to what I'm doing now. So I thank them very much.
Could you imagine not doing Canadian Idol? Where would you be today?
I think Idol definitely gave me a really big push in the industry, but I think obviously if I didn't do it, I think maybe it would have prolonged my career a little bit. Maybe I would be 28 and just coming out, but I'm definitely very fortunate that I was on that show, and luckily it wasn't canceled my year.
Yes, I was talking with Theo, who, he was looking forward to going back on the show and sort of doing his, his return performance.
It's like winning Miss America. You go and you pass your crown on to the next winner, but there is none of that this year. But hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it comes back.
Yeah, and so do you, watching it now, like after you were off the show, were you sort of playing armchair judge? Or?
I know what it's like to be on the show, and I know that it's, sometimes your nerves can get the best of you. So you just sit back and you watch what they do, and you remember the good times that you had on the show. So.
But in all honesty, you want them to do poorly. Let's admit.
No, absolutely. Well, yeah. All right, no. Absolutely not.
Sorry, Arm. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.